By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We're going to start off our program as always with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. So let's listen to the Quran. And then, inshallah, we'll come and we'll talk about our topic for today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru, جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
للذین استجابوا لربهم الحسنى,
جن لوگوں نے اپنے رب کا حکم مانا انہی کے لیے بھلائی ہے.
والذین لم يستجیبوا له لو ان لهم ما فی الارض جميعا ومثله معه لافتدوا به,
اور جنہوں نے اس کا حکم نہ مانا اگر زمین میں جو کچھ ہے وہ سب اور اس جیسا اور ان کی ملک میں ہوتا تو اپنی جان چھڑانے کو دے دیتے.
اولئک لہم سوء الحساب ومأواہم جہنم وبئس المہاد,
یہی ہیں جن کا برا حساب ہوگا اور ان کا ٹھکانہ جہنم ہے اور کیا ہی برا بچھونا.
افمن یعلم انما انزل الیک من ربک الحق کمن ہوا اعمى,
تو کیا وہ جو جانتا ہے جو کچھ تمہاری طرف تمہارے رب کے پاس سے اترا حق ہے وہ اس جیسا ہوگا جو اندھا ہے.
انما یتذکر اولو الالباب,
نصیحت وہی مانتے ہیں جنہیں عقل ہے.
الذین یوفون بعہد اللہ ولا ينقضون المیثاق,
وہ جو اللہ کا عہد پورا کرتے ہیں اور قول باندھ کر یعنی وعدہ کر کے پھرتے نہیں.
والذین یصلون ما امر اللہ به ان یوصل ویخشون ربهم وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ,
اور وہ کہ جوڑتے ہیں اسے جس کے جوڑنے کا اللہ نے حکم دیا اور اپنے رب سے ڈرتے اور حساب کی برائی سے اندیشہ رکھتے ہیں.
وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعْلَانِيَةً وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةَ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ,
اور وہ جنہوں نے صبر کیا اپنے رب کی رضا چاہنے کو اور نماز قائم رکھی اور ہمارے دیے سے ہماری راہ میں چھپے اور ظاہر کچھ خرچ کیا اور برائی کے بدلے بھلائی کر کے ٹالتے ہیں انہی کے لیے پچھلے گھر کا نفع ہے.
جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار
بسنے کے باغ جن میں وہ داخل ہوں گے اور جو لائق ہوں ان کے باپ دادا اور بیبیوں اور اولاد میں اور فرشتے ہر دروازے سے ان پر یہ کہتے آئیں گے سلامتی ہو تم پر تمہارے صبر کا بدلہ تو پچھلا گھر کیا ہی خوب ملا
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عز و جل We listen to the beautiful recitation of the Quran from Surah Ar-Ra'd. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to recite the glorious Quran every day. And remember, when you read one letter of the Quran, there is 10 good deeds. There is a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Alif, Lam, Mim is not one word. Alif is one, Lam is one, and Mim is one. So when someone reads Alif, Lam, Mim, he gets 30 good deeds. Now just imagine if we read the Quran, make a habit of reading the Quran every single day. You know, even though if it's a small part of the Quran, a small portion, you know, that will still be, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, a lot to gain a good deeds. And remember, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this world is Darul Amal. This is the place where we need to start to get in good deeds for ourselves. When we die, all that is going to stop. And don't rely on your family members. Don't rely on your sons. Don't rely on your daughters that they are going to read something for me. Do it yourself so that you don't need anyone else. You've got so much for yourself that inshallah azza wa jal, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you when you pass away. You know, alhamdulillah azza wa jal is such a beautiful thing, but sadly, many of us have made them intentions many, many times, day in and day out. But we always forget. We always, you know, try to, you know, read the Quran, but we always miss it. Why? Because we're too busy. And we're not too busy. It's just that Allah Ta'ala does not give us the tawfiq to read the Quran as well. Now remember, whenever the Quran is being recited, you know, the angels, they descend. The angels would listen to that person. It says that when you are offering your salah and you are reading the Quran, the angels put their mouth close to your mouth. That is how soothing the Quran is. And many, many places, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, I've read as well, that when you read the Quran, you know, the Quran is a source of shifa. So try to read the Quran. If you are ill, there are so many wazaif. Even reading the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, is known as Surah Shifa. Surah Shifa. So try to read Surah Al-Fatiha, blow on yourself, do dhamm on yourself, read the Quran. Whenever you finish the reading the Quran, it could be anything, one line, two lines, three lines, whatever you can possibly read. Well, after reading, get a glass of water, blow into that, and then drink that water, inshallah, azza wa jal, that will be a source of shifa for you as well. And also remember, you know, how beautiful, you know, even that thought that I'm reading the Quran, I'm reading the Kalam of Allah, I am talking to my Rabb Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, that is a brilliant thought. And you can only achieve that when you read the Quran. And nowadays, it's so easy for us. You know, majority of the masajids, they have Fajr Salah, but that's an opportunity. You know, go to the masjid at least 5-10 minutes early, sit down, open the Quran, and read it. You know, sometimes if you say that I'm going to read the Quran whilst I'm at home, then sometimes that could be a bit lazy. But when you go to the masjid, try to offer your salah in the masjid, in the first row for Salatul Fajr as well. And alhamdulillah, open the Quran, read the Quran for a few minutes. And when it's Jamaat time, read with the Jamaat. After the Jamaat, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you know, read with the Jamaat. And then if you have to go to work, then leave. But subhanAllah, look at the way you've started your morning. Rather than waking up in the morning, you know, doing the toothbrush, you know, getting clothes on, having breakfast, running out, day in and day out, we have that same routine. That is not the routine of a Muslim. The routine of a Muslim that he will wake up in the morning. Now, nowadays, you can go to sleep. I was speaking to one Ustad Sahab and he goes, I normally sleep at 9:30, 9 o'clock. He goes to bed. Yeah, so why does he sleep early? so that he wakes up early. So he goes, I wake up at 6 o'clock, no problem. Or even before that, I did my tahajjud salah. And he goes, after that, I don't need to sleep because I've had my sleep. Yeah, so try to make a habit of sleeping early. And inshallah, you can offer tahajjud salah as well. And also, if possible, try to fast as well. May Allah Ta'ala give me the ability and all of us to read the Quran, to offer our Fajr Salah with the Jamaat for the Islamic brothers. And inshallah, Azawajal, try to read tahajjud as well. Now it's time for the kalam. So let's listen to the beautiful kalam of today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina isliye جانو دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے دلبر مدینے میں گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے جسے او شاخ کی جنت کہا کرتے ہیں اہل حق جسے او شاخ کی جنت کہا کرتے ہیں اہل حق وہ ہے صحرا تیرا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں سبز گنبد کے مدینہ کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
گناہ گاروں کی جانب سے خطاؤں پر خطائیں ہیں گناہ گاروں کی جانب سے خطاؤں پر خطائیں ہیں مگر تجھ سے عطا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں بلائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
جھکا سر سوئے آدم کس کے باعث ہے فرشتوں کا جھکا سر سوئے آدم کس کے باعث ہے تیرا ہی نور تھا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں سبز گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
گھٹا چاروں طرف سے کفر کی اسلام پر چھائی گھٹا چاروں طرف سے کفر کی اسلام پر چھائی نظر فرما ذرا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں بلائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
وہ روزہ جس پہ ہے جبریل بھی سو جان سے قربا وہ روزہ جس جس پہ ہے جبریل بھی سو جان سے قربا ان آنکھوں سے دکھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں
صرف پھر جمیل قادری کیوں کر خدا ہے تیرا واصف پھر جمیل قادری کیوں کر کرے تیری ثنا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں سبز گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے سبز گنبد کے سبز گنبد کے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. انشاءاللہ one day we will all go to Medina پاک. الحمدللہ عزوجل, have that yearning, have that love of Medina, and the more love you have, the more chances we will have to visit and this blessed city of Medina طیبہ. You know, Medina پاک, الحمدللہ عزوجل, we've heard from the scholars it has 99 or 100 names just for the city of Medina. Now, which other city has so many names? Which other city has so much blessing in it that, you know, when you go on a holiday or you go somewhere, now that could be even your own place, in place of birth. You know, sometimes you think, yeah, I've been there, let's go somewhere else. But we know when you talk about Medina, when you talk about Makkah, you know, these are the blessed Haramain that no matter how many times you go there, you just want to go there every day. Alhamdulillah, you just want to go there all your holidays. But it all depends how we perceive and we think of these things. So try to make it your habit as well. Try to have that love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart as well. And inshallah azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will shower His blessing and His mercy upon us as well. Inshallah azawajal. Ji, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, Alhamdulillah, we have a very beautiful topic today that we're going to be discussing. And then we've got our daily reminder, daily hadith. And we've also got a guest as well later on who will join us, inshallah, azza wa jal. But our topic for today is forgiving and forgetting. Now, this topic, maybe we've discussed it many times. It's a topic that we need to keep discussing it again and again so that we can, you know, learn from it and so that we can try to act upon it and implement it in our daily lives. Let's start off with the recitation of Durood-e Paak. In Ibn Majah, Hadith-e Paak of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has been mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that on the day of Jumu'ah, recite Durood upon me abundantly, because it is known as Yawm-e Mashhood. On this day, Allah Azza wa Jal's innocent angels, they come, and whoever recites Durood upon me, when they finish reciting Durood upon me, them Durood are presented in front of me. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if after you passed away, your visale zahiri, your physical demise from this world, then what? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he replied, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Yani Allah Azza wa Jal has made it haram upon the earth to eat the flesh of the prophets. Allah Azza wa Jal's prophets are alive and they are given sustenance as well. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. So subhanallah, you know, there's a very beautiful poem of Ala Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ala Hazrat, he says, انبیاء کو بھی اجل آنی ہے مگر ایسی کہ فقط آنی ہے. That even the prophets, they will taste death as well, because it is a command of Allah Azza wa Jal, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, that the angel, the every person who is alive, every nafs, every living thing will taste death. Ya magar aisi ke faqat aani hai. You know, it is just to fulfill the promise of Allah. پھر اسی آن کے بعد ان کی حیات مثل سابق وہی جسمانی ہے. یعنی and then after that, when the death comes to them, their soul will be put back into their body again, into their normal position. روح تو سب کی ہے زندہ ان کا, روح تو سب کی ہے زندہ ان کا, جسم پر نور بھی روحانی ہے. This is what our aqeedah is. The Ahl Sunnat aqeedah is that our prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam are all alive. Just like Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran regarding the shaheed, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ, that do not call the people who have died in the path of Allah as dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Yeah, so we don't know how their life is. حالانکہ, you know, in front of every, we read the janazah, we bury them in the grave, but Allah Ta'ala says, don't call them dead. They are alive. So if these shaheed can be alive, and a shaheed can only be a Muslim, a shaheed can be a Muslim, he's only a Muslim. So if someone who is a Muslim is a shaheed, what can you say about our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They can never be shaheed if they don't accept the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So because of him, Allah has given them shahadat. And look at the rutbah and the status that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have. So try to recite much durood as possible onto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever you are driving, whenever you are walking. So try to have this little tasbih in your hand or the tasbih and keep reciting durood e pak, rather than, you know, chit-chatting, rather than going on social media, you know, for no apparent reason. Why not sit down and have a tasbih and, you know, immerse yourself, lose yourself in the beautiful reminder of Madinah-e-Pak. As you sat there, close your eyes, imagine that day when you were in Madinah-e-Pak. And if you haven't been to Madinah, just imagine the pictures of Madinah. And subhanAllah, like I said, this world is very, very temporary. We're here today, we'll be gone tomorrow. So all this time, we're going to regret it on the day of judgment. Why did I not use my time wisely? So try to recite as much durood as possible. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Gee, our topic for today, forgiving and forgetting. I know we've discussed it many times, but it's a topic that we need to repeat. And inshallah, azza wa jal, let me tell you a very beautiful story. At the time of Fathai Makkah, when Makkah was conquered, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as is written in the books of history, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on that day, he announced a general amnesty. Now, not today, there is no revenge upon anyone. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forgave everyone. But just before Fatah Makkah, Abu Jahl's son Ikrama, he ran away from that place. He ran away from Makkah, fearing for his life. Because one, he doesn't want to be living amongst those people who killed his father. Abu Jahl was killed in the Battle of Badr. So he didn't want to live there because he would see the killers of his father. And the other thing, which was the most important one, was that he was scared that, you know, the Muslims will take revenge because they've done so much zulm onto the Muslims in Makkah-e-Pak. It says that Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was laid down on the hot burning sun. Heavy boulders, rocks were put onto his chest. Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and even other Sahaba ikram were also persecuted. Muslims were forced to migrate to Abyssinia. Yeah, Muslims, when they came back from Abyssinia, so many Muslims were martyred, and many, many other Sahaba ikram, they went through a lot of difficult time. All that was in front of Ikrama, that this is what we did to the Muslims. Now, what are they going to do to us? So he fled Makkah. And when he went, he asked his wife to prepare things for them. And she said to him that, look, why are you running away? But he was so scared that he did not listen to his wife and he ran away from Makkah. His wife, on the other hand, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Hakim bint Haris Makhzumiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, she went to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and she accepted Islam. And she said that, O Prophet of Allah, Ikrama ran away from Makkah fearing for his life, that you are going to take revenge from him. Ya Rasulullah, can you give him this general amnesty as well? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that yes. So Sayyidatuna Umme Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anha now went out in search looking for her husband Ikrama. And she found Ikrama on the way to Yemen, because that's where he was going to flee. So he found her on the outskirts of Tihama. And when she met him, she said that, oh, my uncle's son, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has announced general amnesty. He is not taking revenge. Please, let's come back. Come back to Makkah. Let's present ourselves in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way that he has given me amnesty and the way that he has given amnesty to all the people of Makkah, he will give you that amnesty as well. So Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went back to Makkah and he went straight to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met him and he was very pleased as well. And Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited the kalima and alhamdulillah accepted Islam. Now can you imagine, he was the son of Abu Jahl. He fought alongside his father in the battle of Badr. Yet when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you know, he accepted Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. And he says that Sayyiduna Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he fought so many battles alongside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba ikram. And during the battle of Yarmouk, at the time of Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was martyred and he gave his life in the way of Allah azza wa jal and became a shaheed. Subhanallah azza wa jal. You know, this is the beauty of Islam. This is the beauty of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whoever came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number one, he never said no to anyone. That's why Ala Hazrat in one of his poems, he says, the mafhum is that you will never find the word no on the lips of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because he always gave to people. It's so much to an extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would put his own personal belongings, you know, as a guarantee and give to other people. You know, whatever they needed, if they needed money, they needed flour, they needed anything, he would put himself first as a guarantee. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give so much to the people. Now, what does that teach us? That teaches us that as Muslims, we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is our guide, he is our role model, he is our life, he is our iman. So why not follow the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam in this as well? So try to make it your habit as well. Try to have a big heart, as they say. Dil bada rakhein, have a big heart. If someone does say something to you, as you know, try to listen from one ear, take it out of the other ear. So what if he said it? It doesn't matter. You know, we used to learn this in school, and we used to say this in school, sticks and stones may break my bones, but the words won't hurt me. Yeah, sticks and stones, they can break your bones. Words, they don't hurt you. And this is what we need to understand. You know, people might be swearing, you know, everyone is going to be your friend. Yeah, not everyone is going to be your friend. Not everyone is going to be on your side. And never have this in your mind that everyone should, I should be pleasing everyone. That's not our duty. We cannot please everyone. There will be, even at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did he not have enemies? Did he not when go into battles? Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, did people try to, you know, martyr him? Yes, they did. You know, there were so many enemies. So that means if you don't have an enemy, you know, so sometimes people think that I wish I lived a life where I had no enemies. Yeah, don't have hatred for anyone in your heart. You won't have enemies. Yeah, you won't have sleepless nights. You won't have these tensions and problems regarding other people. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the glorious Quran a verse, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. ترجمہ کنز الایمان, اے محبوب معاف کرنا اختیار کرو اور بھلائی کا حکم دو اور جاہلوں سے منہ پھیر لو. In another verse, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَهُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. ترجمہ کنز الایمان، اور چاہیے کہ معاف کریں اور درگزر کریں، کیا تم اسے دوست نہیں رکھتے کہ اللہ تمہاری بخشش کرے. سبحان اللہ. یعنی ان دس ورس وی آر کمانڈیڈ ٹو فرگیو پیپل، وی آر کمانڈیڈ ٹو فرگیٹ تھنگز، یو نو ایز دے سے لیٹ بائی گونز بی بائی گونز. اینڈ دین اللہ تعالیٰ ہی سیز دیٹ ڈو یو ناٹ لائک دس دیٹ آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ اللہ عز و جل فرگیوز یو. سبحان اللہ. ہو ڈز ناٹ وانٹ ٹو بی فرگیون آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ؟ وی آل آر لانگنگ ٹو ہیو فرگیونیس آف اللہ عز و جل on the day of judgment. So what do? We adopt forgiveness. We adopt, you know, forgiving and forgetting, the topic that we have today. Now, this verse of the Quran, the later one, it was revealed on behalf of Hazrat Sayyidina Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, when ma'azallah, she was wrongly accused of a sin. And it says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Mistah bin Uthatha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came into the sayings of the kuffar. The kuffar, ma'azallah, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they were labeling Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha with this sin. And he was the cousin, the auntie's son of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a very poor man. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he looked after him. You know, he basically did all his expenses. He would give him money, he would give him expenses. Without him, he wouldn't have survived. So when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu found out that his own cousin and the person that he is, you know, supporting financially, he is also, you know, in the words of the munafiqeen, he's also accepted what they have said. He made a promise and he says that I swear by Allah that I will not support him anymore. Because he's talking, or it wasn't him that he was talking bad about him. You know, he came into the words of the kuffar. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found out, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he read this verse of the glorious Quran. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, O Prophet of Allah, I desire Allah ta'ala to forgive me. So therefore, whatever intention I made, I'm going to break my qasam and I will support my cousin financially. I will not break off ties with him. Subhanallah. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, just imagine if that was me, just imagine if that was you, what would be our situation? What would we do if someone, you know, accuses you of something wrong or accuses anyone in your family of doing wrong? And this was a very, very false accusation, you know? And so what if someone accuses you or me, what would happen? What would we do in that kind of situation? Number one, we'll never ever talk to them anymore. And if we were supporting them in any way, definitely we're never going to support him anymore, because this is what you said about me. This is what you said about my daughter. This is what you said about my family members. Therefore, I have nothing to do with you. All the support is finished. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard the verse of the Quran, immediately he says, Ya Rasulullah, I do desire Allah ta'ala to forgive me. So therefore, that intention, that qasam that I made, I will break that and I will continue with the support. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And that is the beauty of Islam. Today, over minor little things, we break ties. We break ties with our children. We break ties with our parents. Can you imagine someone even breaking ties with their own mother and father? You know, that is how, you know, far-fetched away we are from our deen. That is how far away we are from the teachings of Islam. As Muslims, we should open up, and as Muslims, we should try to mend our relationship, not break them. Hazrat Sayyidina Abul Akhwas Auf ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from his father that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, میں اپنے چچا ذات بھائی کے پاس کچھ مانگنے جاتا ہوں تو مجھے نہیں دیتا. O Prophet of Allah, when I go to my brother, my uncle's son, and I ask him for something, he doesn't give me anything, even though he's my relative. And then when he needs something, he comes to me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have made that intention, I have sworn an oath in the name of Allah that I am not going to give anything to him as well. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, Jao achha kaam hai wo. You know, that is a good thing that you are giving to him. So therefore, in the same way, even if you have made that oath, that qasam khuda, I will never ever see that person. You know, sometimes we say, na, main qasam khana janab, main us bande na salam hi na karna. Yeah, we go over the top, don't we? Yeah, main qasam khana janab, mar jeen khatam us bande na. Yeah, you know, we break ties with them. You know, all our family ties are all broken. And we even make the qasam, we even say the word qasam as well. Now, for that, what happens is the scholars, they say that you will have to break your qasam. You'll give the kafara. You have to break your qasam because it is haram to break relationship with your family members. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that one day a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have a few relatives and I do sila rahmi with them. Sila rahmi means that I do favors upon them. I don't like to break relationship with them. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're always nasty to me. They're always bad to me. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do I do? You know, when they are ignorant and when they are nasty to me, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he replied, you carry on what you are doing. Yeah, goya tum unhe garam raak khila rahe ho. Aur jab tak tum aisa karte rahoge, Allah ki taraf se unke muqable mein tumhare saath ek madadgar maujood hoga. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alaihi, he comments on this in Miratul Manaji, and he says, "Tum unhe garam raak khila rahe ho." What does he mean? That ek ye ki is halat mein in logon ko tera maal haram hai, aur phir wo kha rahe hain to goya apne muh mein garam raak bhar rahe hain. Ki, you know, the wealth that you are giving to them is haram upon them. And the other is that, you know, you are making them feel remorseful, regretful. Yeah. So if someone is doing something good, and then in return, the other person, he is being nasty to him, then you are making him regretful, sharminda. You're making him look, you'll belittle him. Yeah, look, you doing bad to me, I'm always doing good to you. I know some people will think, well, that's a bit hard, so why shall we do that? That's not fair. You know, if you want, remember that word, ala tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. Always have that in your mind. Now, do you not love Allah Ta'ala to forgive you? Kya tum pasand nahi karte ki Allah tumhe bakhsh de? Yeah, so if you don't want to be forgiven, then carry on the way you are living. Yeah, carry on with all these enemies and with all this hatred in your heart. But if you want Allah Ta'ala to love you, then what we need to do is we need to make sure that we follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we also have our daily reminders. Let's take our daily reminder for today and let's see what we've been reminded of, and inshallah we'll continue with our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respective views of Madanishan. It is mentioned in one of the famous books of spirituality called Risala Qushariya that your share of the world is apportioned according to the level of trials you face, and your share of the hereafter is apportioned according to your level of taqwa. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful piece of advice this contains. Respected brothers, this means climbing the ladder of success in this world is done by the person who works the hardest. The more hard work you do, the more trials you face in this dunya, right, the more success you can attain. But if you want the success of the hereafter, it will depend on how much taqwa do you possess within your personality. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, 12th Juz, Surah Hud, verse number 49, إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, for the pious is a good ending. Another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, specially kept ready for the pious. Hereafter is kept ready for the righteous, for the pious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq and understanding to prepare for the hereafter, to attain taqwa, to attain piety, because salvation lies in piety. A great name in the history of Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He explains the excellence of taqwa, piety. He writes, the people of taqwa are commanded by Allah and He blesses them with protection from their enemies. They receive unique help from Allah. And due to the blessings of their taqwa, He also grants them halal risk in this world. Subhanallah. The blessings of taqwa lead to the correct rectification of deeds, forgiveness of sins, and acceptance of all good deeds. The people of taqwa are saved from the terrors of the hereafter. They become the beloved servants of Allah and they are of greater esteem in His sight. At the time of death, they are blessed with the honor of being able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further he says, they are given good news of safety from punishment after dying. They are protected from hellfire and will remain in Jannah forever. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, if we want all such blessings of this world and the hereafter, all we need to do is, we need to adopt this beautiful attribute of taqwa. Taqwa is piety. Piety is that one person should follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refrain from anything which is forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, very beautiful reminder. And you know, this is what these beautiful reminders are for, so that you know we could remind ourselves. Always try to keep reminding yourself. It's like your homework, isn't it? You know, when you are sat at home, you know, like children who study in school, they go back, they revise. We should have these revisions every now and then, so that we could remind our purpose of life. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, going back to our topic for today, regarding, you know, forgiving and forgetting. In the Quran, para number 4, Ali Imran Surah, verse number 134, Tarjamai Kanzul Iman, aur ghussa peene wale, aur logon se dar guzar karne wale, aur nek log Allah ke mahboob hain. Those people who, you know, they control their anger, and those people who forgive, and those people who are pious, they are the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in his Tafsir Naimi, he writes that muttaqi, this is one of the trait of a person, that whenever they are angry, what they'll do is they'll control their anger. So someone who can control their anger is a trait or is a sign of that person being muttaqi, parhezgar. Muttaqi means that he has the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that he is a pious person. And then also, you know, we need to try to, you know, forgive people. Even, you know, it says that if you are a weak person, you've got no friends and you're nothing like that, or you're not even in a position, or you know, in a strong position, if someone says to you, you're weak anyway, you've got no other option, and you say, right, I forgive this person, you've got no other option because you don't have power. You know, you had no power to forgive that person. But if you have the power, yeah, you have the power to take revenge on that person. You are more powerful than him. You know, financially, you are powerful than him. Yeah, I mean, either you've got a lot of friends and you know that I can go and take revenge on him. And now you control your anger. This is the biggest reward, where you are controlling your anger. And because of that, subhanAllah, look at all the beautiful rewards that you will be getting as well. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a kind of a person is mentioned. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the narrator from Sayyidina Ummul Mumineen Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, yani Allah ki haan sabse napasandida shakhs, that in the court of Allah, the most hateable person is the one who argues, who fights. He is the hated, most hated person. Or you can say that the most, you know, the napasandida, Allah does not like those people. He is the most unliked person in the court of Allah who argues and who fights, you know, who, you know, sometimes people love it. They like going into arguments. Janab, ek bahas khatam honi, dui bahas hai. All we're doing all day is just debating and arguing with someone. Yeah, they like to pick faults out of people, you know, and then when you talk about their faults, they don't like it. So this is what Islam is about, my dear Islam brothers. If you don't want people to take your faults out, why would you take other people's faults? Everyone's got faults. No one is perfect apart from the prophets of Allah. And the Sahaba Ikram have been saved by Allah Azza wa Jal. They've been, you know, alhamdulillah, protected by Allah from committing sins. But we are not. You know, we're humans. We're normal humans. We are not protected. So therefore, we will commit sins. But that doesn't mean that if we commit sins, you know, we don't do tawbah, you do tawbah. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the most napasandida, the most unliked person in the court of Allah is the one who argues and who fights. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said, yo shakhs baghair ilm ke husumat, yani ladai jhagde mein padta hai, wo Allah ki narazi mein rehta hai, ya tak ke use chhod de. Jo shakhs haq par hone ke bawajood, he leaves, you know, arguing, then Allah Ta'ala will give that person a higher status in paradise. You know you are right. But you know, you don't argue with that person because, you know, let's say, I can't be bothered to you, I forget it. Yeah, you're all right, yeah, you're all right. You know, just forgive that, you know, forget that person. Now, I want to mention to you some of the fada'il, you know, the blessings, the barakat of forgiving people. A few hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me just mention to you, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once said in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the most respectful person in your court? And Allah Azza wa Jal, he replied, the one who has the power to take revenge, yet he still forgives. Another hadith apart, the one amongst you is the most strongest one. You know, sometimes we think, yeah, that guy who's pumping away, you know, he's a bodybuilder, ma'azallah. Yeah, he's a bodybuilder. He is the most powerful person. No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the one amongst you is the one who can control his anger. If that bodybuilder can't control his anger, who says he's powerful? Who say he's strong? The one who is strong is the one who can control his anger. Koi dutkare ya jhaare, balke mare sabr kar, mat jagad, mat budbada, pa ajar rab se sabr kar. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be listening to our beautiful daily hadith now. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's look at our daily hadith and see what we are going to be learning today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Three blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about finding faults in others. You know, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the perfect example for us. He is a role model for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a personality of the best character. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a personality whom Muslims look up to. His eating, his teaching, his drinking, his sitting, his standing, each and everything is actually an example for us. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lived a life and set it as an example for us to follow. So looking at the advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, three great advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about finding faults in people, that what sort of a discouraged act it is. Allahu Akbar, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who discloses the faults of a Muslim in this world, the person who lets out the secrets, the person who reveals out the hidden faults of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal that person's faults up to this extent that that person will be humiliated in his own home.
Allahu Akbar. Another narration about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who removes a difficulty from a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall remove a difficulty from him. And the person who conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall conceal that person's faults. Allahu Akbar. Help a person, Allah will help you. Remove a difficulty, Allah will remove your difficulties, inshallah. In fact, another wonderful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who conceals and hides the faults of a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant him entry into paradise. Subhanallah azza wa jal. It may sometimes be hard upon our inner self. Right? If we have found a fault in someone, we can't, you know, just relax and, you know, sit down. We want to let it out to someone. You know what happened? You know this happened? You know that happened? No. If we just make sabr, what have we got to lose? We just have to lose a bit on the aspect of temporary fun. But what do we get in return? We attain Jannah in return. We attain the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah shall hide our faults. We are, you know, sinners. Imagine if our faults are disclosed on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall hide our faults. We make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, you know, among those people who have respect on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the shade of his throne on the day of judgment. These few sacrifices in this life shall turn out to be of great means for us on the day of judgment.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa jal, a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And, you know, this is what the beauty of listening to this hadith paak is, that every time you listen to a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are bound to be learning something. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you know, in this program, there is so much of everything that we get. We get the Quran, we get the hadith, we get the reminder, and we also talk about a topic of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life, or a topic that we can learn as well. So inshallah azza wa jal, let's all try to make this habit as well, that we learn something as well, especially our topic for today is a very, very important topic. And sometimes, you know, you see this, that people will get angry even in the Blessed Haramain as well. You know, someone stepped over your toe, you're getting angry, someone's pushed you, someone's elbowed you, someone's done something to you. Maybe they'll do it deliberately, yeah? But then what happens is people get angry. Now remember, anger is not haram. You know, some people say, ghussa haram hai. No, ghussa is not haram. Ghussa, sometimes you have to be angry. Yeah, but you have to control your anger. Yeah, you have to be, you know, if someone does something wrong at home, they miss their salah, they don't read in the Quran, they are swearing, they're backbiting. Yeah, you need to be angry. You need to show them that you are not pleased with them. But that doesn't mean you pick up a stick or you start punching them or ma'azallah, do anything physical. No, what you do is you just say to them that, look, I'm not happy with you. Yeah, so you are showing your anger. Then inshallah, as well, that person will understand that. But sadly, you know, you've seen this, you know, in Haramain as well. People argue with one another over minor little things. Why did I not get this room? I was supposed to get this bed. If you've paid for it and you are true in what you are saying, then that is something else. But rather than arguing, talk to the person. Yeah, if someone, you know, slept in your bed and that was your bed, someone's, you know, gone into the toilet and you wanted to go, someone's, you know, you're doing the tawaf, someone's tripped you over, someone stepped on your foot, someone's taken your slippers, all these kind of things, why are you being angry? You know, just leave it and forget it. You know, if you left your slippers outside the masjid and you came back and someone's, they're not there, instead of having this in your mind, someone's pinched them, someone stole them, someone's nicked them, instead of saying that, you say that, look, you know, they've gone, what can I do? Maybe someone's worn them and he didn't realize, yeah? So if there's any spare sandals there, or spare slippers, or spare shoes, you can ask the management if you can wear them and go home, and maybe next day someone will bring them back. Or if someone has taken them by mistake, then they'll bring it back. And if someone has taken them deliberately, then, you know, just do sabr in the court of Allah. Bila hisab ho jannat mein dakhila ya rab, paros khuld mein sarwar ka ho ata ya rab. That's the dua we make, don't we? that, Ya Allah, enter me into the gardens of paradise without any accountability. And Ya Allah, make me the neighbor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't get neighborhood just like that, do you? You got to be tested. Allah will test you. So just think that this is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. There's another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ke haan izzat o buzurgi chaho. Sahaba ikram ne arz ki, Ya Rasulullah, how do we ask from Allah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the ones who break ties and relations with you, you know, be kind to them. Jo tumhe mahroom kare, the one who denies you, usse ata karo, give it to him. Jo tumse jahalat se pesh aaye, the one who, you know, deals with you in the way of jahalat, with ignorance, tum uske saath burdbari ikhtiyar karo. Subhanallah. Now just imagine, if we all start to live our life according to that, there'll be no enemies. There'll be no one that you have got hatred. Like I said, you can't stop people hating you. You can't stop people not being your enemy. Now, but we can't treat them the way they are treating you. So inshallah as well, once we start to act upon that, inshallah as well, it'll be brilliant. Now, Amir al-Sunnah, sometimes you've seen this card that Amir al-Sunnah wears. And the card says, Jo chup raha usne najat pai. There's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Tirmizi Sharif. Man samata naja. Yani, the one who stayed quiet will attain salvation. Jo chup raha usne najat pai. And there is another muhavara saying, Ek chup so ko harai. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And this is a very, very beautiful trait. If we can start to act upon that, inshallah azza wa jal, we will gain so many blessings, inshallah azza wa jal. We have our guest. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We have our topic today, Tawfiq, we're forgiving and forgetting. One of my favorite topics, and I've just mentioned about, you know, I've mentioned some of the blessings of forgiving and forgetting. You know, it's just whatever you want to say, inshallah, as well, the floor is yours.
Subhanallah. Forgiving and forgetting, they're two very important words, and if I want to separate them, because sometimes, you know, if someone does anything wrong to you and you forget, you say, I forgive you. But a lot of times we keep it in our hearts. No, we keep that grudge. We keep them feelings in our hearts. And then when we get this opportunity, if that is after 3 months or after some years, and we let everything out. We say, you know, we in front of everyone, we say, oh, it's that person. He did this 5 years ago. He did this 3 months ago. That means that you did not forgive that person. No, if you have forgiven someone, why are you still remembering those old things? Yeah, I think we need to understand as people that when we forgive someone, we need to forget that as well. And this, another way you can call it is we need to let it go. You know, just leave it. And I think the best way to look at this is that, like the way if you look at our own lives, you know, when we do wrong things, there's so many wrong things that we do in our life, but at the end, we still turn towards the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We want Allah Ta'ala to shower His mercy and forgiveness to us. And, you know, although we've done so much wrong, and we still want mercy from Allah Ta'ala. But on the other hand, if you look at our own action, if someone's not really doing anything major, even then we're not forgiving them.
You know, there's a hadith about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man la yarhamu la yurham." The one who doesn't have mercy doesn't deserve mercy.
You know, it's important that, you know, whenever we forgive someone, we should have this mindset that today I'm forgiving someone, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive me on the day of judgment. And, you know, we need to understand that the matter of rights of people is so delicate that on the day of judgment, you know, it could be very harsh for us. Yeah, for example, it is mentioned in a narration that on the day of judgment, a person will come with abundance of good deeds.
Allah,
but
Allah.
This same person, he would have violated many rights of other people. And due to that, this person will be forced to give his good deeds to other people to make up for them rights that he violated.
Allah, Akbar.
And then a time will come that all his good deeds will finish. He will have nothing left with him. Even then, the rights of other people that he violated, they will still be pending on him. And now the order will be that those people he violated rights, their sins will be poured onto his account.
Allahu Akbar.
So, you know, if we are not ready to forgive someone today, then we don't want this to become come to haunt us on the day of judgment.
You know, that's why they say that the poorest person on the day of judgment is the one who will have loads of good deeds, but on the day of judgment, people will take his good deeds, people will give their sins to them, and he will have nothing left. He's the most poorest man.
But you know, forgiving and forgetting, this is something part of our family life. You know, you will have so many opportunities in your family where you will have to, you know, be gentle with your family, because if you're not going to forgive someone, then how are you going to have a smooth family life?
You know, we tend to forgive our friends. You know, the friends that we go out with, we chill out with, we forgive them. We even treat them as well. But when it comes to family, especially the family, our wives, our children, there's no name mercy there.
No, Hafsa, a few days ago, I was at a place for the Milad program. It was someone's house. And there was a child, about 7-8 year old, and he wasn't, you know, mentally well. And everyone knew in the house. And during the mehfil, you know, he entered the room, and one of the elderly person there, he went to him, he took his hat off, and the kid had a slipper, and he was hitting it on his head, uncle's head. And, you know, because everyone knew that this child is not well, and, you know, all of us generally, you know, we all started laughing about what's happening here. Yeah, and everyone lost their focus of the program, and everyone, you know, was paying attention to the child. But then I was thinking that if it wasn't this child, if it was someone else, it was someone from our own house, if it was our own son, our own brother, our own daughter doing this, you know, whilst you're having food, they come and they jump on you, they snatch the food off you, and how would we react to them? Allah, just because we're at someone else's house, it's someone else's child, no, we will be so nice and kind to him. But when it comes to our own family, why do we deprive them? You know, the most people who need our love is our family members, our parents, our brothers and sisters. And this is something that we really need to realize as Muslims.
And you know, another thing is, Tawfiq Bhai, there is a saying, isn't there, that, you know, the way we like people to forgive us, why don't you forgive other people as well? If you want Allah Ta'ala to forgive you on the day of judgment, then you need to start to forgive people in the dunya for Allah Ta'ala to forgive you on the day of judgment. Now, we always say that, you know, treat me in a good way, treat me in a good manner, have respect for me, have love for me. But in return, we don't want that to be onto other people as well. So it doesn't make sense really that, you know, you like to be forgiven, you like to be loved, you like to have respect, but you don't give anything to other people as well. It doesn't make sense, does it?
You know, sometimes half of the people think, you know, why should I forgive that person? He's done all this to me. What we need to realize, you forgive someone who's actually done wrong to you. Gee. You don't forgive that person who's done nothing to you. No, you don't go around and knock on each house and you say, just to let you know, I've forgiven you. And they've not done anything to you.
You see that on the night of Shab-e Barat, don't we, that people are sending out text messages, if I've ever wronged you, if I've ever violated your rights, please forgive me. And the ones that they know that they violated the rights, they never send a message to them because they know they might get a good reply. You know, I get this, you get this message, and you think, I don't even know this person, and he's asking for forgiveness. You know, once I did ring up this guy and I said that, look, I know you are not in talking terms with your, you know, so-and-so family members. And he goes, oh yeah, you know, we're not in talking to them. I go, so why don't you send a message to them? He goes, well, I don't want to be friends with them. So why are you sending me a message? You haven't done anything to me. So it's like, basically, you know, it's just like a formality that we are fulfilling. Astaghfirullah.
Realize that, you know, when you're not talking to someone, especially if it's your loved one and your family member, your blood relation, then it's not just between you two individuals. The whole family gets affected. Parents get affected, you know, the brothers and sisters, your own children get affected. They know my dad is not talking to the uncle. And, you know, and this is not a nice vibe. You know, everyone's enjoying on Eid occasion or other, you know, happy moments. And then, you know, these two individuals are not talking to each other, and it affects everyone. And we need to realize sometimes, you know, due to our wrong decisions, other people get affected. And due to that, we have to change our decisions. We have to get other people on board. We have to, you know, they say you have to have that bitter medicine To get the feedback,
I can remember when children have arguments, what the elders say, to the eldest child, you're the eldest. Now, I think it's time that we all start to, think of ourselves as bigger. Why? Because that's the only way that you can forgive a person. But Jazakallah khairah Tawfiq bhai for your precious time. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala reward you. You are doing fantastic job. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah Azawajal. That was Tawfiq bhai, MashaAllah Azawajal. And Tawfiq bhai is our nigran, is our responsible brother for Oldham. I think it's time that we had a kalam, and we do have a kalam today as well, a munkabat of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi alayhi. Let's listen to this beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Subha, Mahbub-e Yazda, Waliyon ke Sultan, Sultan-e Zisha,
Nabi ki shamae nurani, Muhyiddin Jilani. Nabi ki shamae nurani, Muhyiddin Jilani.
Muhyiddin Jilani.
Wasifa bir lasani, Muhyiddin Jilani. Bir lasani, Muhyiddin Jilani.
Ali ke laadle noore nigah e Hazrat Zahra,
Hazrat Zahra.
Ali ke laadle noore nigah e Hazrat Zahra. Rasoolullah ke jani Muhyiddin Jilani,
Muhyiddin Jilani, Muhyiddin Jilani,
Muhyiddin Jilani,
Muhyiddin
لقب ہے قطب ربانی شرف محبوب سبحانی
لقب ہے قطب ربانی شرف محبوب سبحانی
افق قندیل نورانی محی الدین جیلانی
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 پیر لاسانی محی الدین جیلانی
شیخ عبدالقادر جیلانی
جیلانی
شیخ عبدالقادر جیلانی
بلاد اللہ ملکی تحت حکمی سے ہوئی ثابت
بلاد اللہ ملکی تحت حکمی سے ہوئی ثابت
جہاں میں تیری سلطانی محی الدین جیلانی
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 پیر لاسانی محی الدین جیلانی
عزوم قاتل عند القتال شان عالی ہے
عزوم قاتل عند القتال شان عالی ہے
نہیں کوئی تیرا ثانی محی الدین جیلانی
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 محبوب صبح محبوب یزدا ولیوں کے سلطان سلطان زیشا
فقیر قادری میں بادشاہ قادری تم ہو
فقیر قادری میں بادشاہ قادری تم ہو درد دل کی درمانی محی الدین جیلانی
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 خوشی سے کر دو مثل ورد میرے غنچائے دل کو
غنچائے دل کو
خوشی سے کر دو مثل ورد میرے غنچائے دل کو پے سلطان سمنانی محی الدین جیلانی
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 پیر لاسانی
محی الدین جیلانی شیخ عبدالقادر جیلانی
جیلانی
شیخ عبدالقادر جیلانی
تمہارا ایک اشارہ ہو تو میرا کام بن جائے تمہارا ایک اشارہ ہو تو میرا کام بن جائے رفع ہو ساری حیرانی محی الدین جیلانی
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 پیر لاسانی
محی الدین جیلانی
غلام درگاہ والا ہے سالک پھر کدھر جائے غلام درگاہ والا ہے سالک پھر کدھر جائے سنانے رنج پنہانی محی الدین جیلانی
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 محبوب صبح محبوب یزدان ولیوں کے سلطان سلطان ذیشان
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عزوجل ویری بیوٹیفل کلام منقبت آف سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ پھر اسلام بھائیو الحمدللہ عزوجل یو آر واچنگ اور پروگرام رائز اینڈ شائن وی گاٹ ا کپل آف منٹس لیفٹ بٹ آئی جسٹ وانٹ ٹو ریپ اپ ٹوڈے واٹ ویو لرن ٹوڈے اینڈ انشاءاللہ اینی گڈ انٹینشن دیٹ وی ہیو لیٹ می ٹیل یو ان احیاء العلوم امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ہی مینشنز ان انسیڈنٹ اباؤٹ سیدنا عثمان حیری رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ And he says that Sayyidina Usman Hiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was once walking past an alleyway and someone threw ashes on top of him, rock, ashes. And Sayyidina Usman Hiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he came off his ride and he did sajda in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as he was, you know, cleaning his clothes, he says that aap rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi ne ajiz se farmaya, جہنم کی آگ کا مستحق جو ہو اس پر راگ پڑے تو غصے میں نہیں آنا چاہیے Someone said to him, Ya Sayyidi, are you not angry? Because, you know, this person has thrown ashes over you. And he says that the one who is deserving of the fire, you know, why shall I get angry when someone throws ashes on me? Allahu Akbar. Yani someone who is deserving of fire, why would he get angry over that? And, you know, this is not fire, this is only ashes. Allah, you know, so much we can learn from these pious people. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, people wrote letters to him. And Ma'azallah, they wrote so many bad things in that letter. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi, one of his disciple, Murid, came and they said, Ya Sayyidi, these people who are writing these letters, they swear, they're swearing at you, they're calling you all sorts of names. Why don't you take action on them? And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says that first of all, give gifts to those people who are writing, you know, good about me, and then we'll take action on these that are talking bad about me. He doesn't care. You know, Ala Hazrat did not care about these people because he knew that he had a mission to do. So always remember in life and always remember this, my dear brothers and sisters, and those who are watching Madani Channel, our home, in their offices, on their mobile phones, we need to change ourselves. Try not to have a lot of anger inside you. Someone's done something wrong, forgive them. Maaf kari udo, yara chodo. Usne ye baat kar di hai, maaf kar diya. Usne ye baat kar di, maaf kiya. Inshallah, keep forgiving people. Now someone will ask, how many times do we forgive them? As many times as they do bad things, forgive them as many times, inshallah. Jazakallah khairah for watching. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.